Thanks for joining us for the Tuesday night edition of our Wrestling Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94. Tonight, you'll hear from the wrestling coaches of Beloit, Smith Center, and Lincoln. Plus, get an update on Osborne Bulldog Wrestling. Remember to listen for the latest wrestling results with our three daily sportscasts on KD Country 94. Let's begin with the Beloit Trojans and head coach Andy Nemchek. The Beloit Trojan Wrestling Locker Room Chats are brought to you every Tuesday at this time by Crop Production Services in Beloit.
Now, welcome to our Wrestling Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94. We're pleased to be joined by Andy Nemchek, the head coach of the Beloit Trojan Wrestling Team. Coach, as you look at your team, a couple of events since we talked last, you competed against Ellsworth in a duel on Thursday night and won that one 55-23, and then went to a very tough Clay Center tournament, finishing 13 out of the 13 teams there. But overall, let's go back to that Ellsworth duel. What were your thoughts on the way your kids performed there in that duel against the Bearcats?
Well, we didn't have very many contested matches. Mm-hmm. There were only six varsity contested matches, and we didn't match up very well as far as their better kids ended up matching up with our young and experienced kids. And so they won four of the six. And the two matches that we did win, though, Kevin Dominguez had a nice match at 106 pounds for us. Kevin's just a freshman and put together a nice match and ended up winning by a major decision. And Blaine Burks had a nice match at 170 pounds, winning a match coming from behind in the final seconds, actually scoring at the buzzer to win the match. So a big win for Blaine at 170. And like I said, we won the duel, but only six contested matches, and some of our other younger kids met up with some pretty good kids of theirs, and they stayed in there and battled, but were not able to stay with it.
Clay Center tournament over the weekend. Blaine Harris was your top finisher. He finished third at 113 pounds, going 6-2. Again, a very tough tournament for your team there at Clay Center on Saturday.
It was, and we found the going very tough, and we knew it was going to be stepping into a tournament like this with the quality of the teams that were there and the quality of wrestling that was there. As you said, Blaine Harris finished third for us, put together a nice day and put together some good matches. We also had some other kids win a few matches in there. Caden Emmett ended up seventh, and Jared Mosier ended up seventh. Zane Colson ended up eighth, and Blaine Burks ended up eighth. So, like I said, very tough competition, and Carter Wessling, our 138-pounder, was not able to make the trip. He stayed back and took the ACT test, very tough for our kids, and I think we certainly got better from it. We wrestled tough and had some close matches with some kids, and we lost a few matches that we probably should have won, but I think a lot of learning went on, and I think we'll be better for it.
We're talking with Andy Nemchek, head coach of the Beloit Trojan Wrestling Team. We'll take a time out. When we come back, we'll go over what's going on this week for the Beloit Trojans here on our Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94.
It's the start to a new chapter in farming. Higher yields and increased returns with great Loveland products. Your area crop production services locations offers a full range of innovative, top quality Loveland products for crop protection, plant nutrition, seed treatments, and much more, including the industry-leading adjuvants that Loveland is known for. See the ag professionals at Crop Production Services with locations in Beloit, Hunter, and Smith Center. And get growing.
Welcome back in our Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94. Coach Andy Nemchek of the Beloit Trojan Wrestling Team joining us. Coach, you'll finish out the first semester portion of your schedule with duels, as you have Republic County on Tuesday. You have them, and then that's at 6:30, and then you'll be at Stafford with a double duel there with Stafford and Lincoln coming up on Thursday. As you look at these next three duels for your team, how do you think your team will stack up, and what are some of the things that you hope to get accomplished here before the break?
Well, we look forward to it. Republic County has been an up-and-coming team, and they've got some good numbers of kids, so hopefully we'll match up well in the duel. And the most important part of it is that we're home, and we haven't got to showcase our team at home yet this season, and we hope people come out and take a look at our young Trojan team. on Tuesday night at 6:30. We travel to Stafford and take on Stafford and Lincoln on Thursday, and we look forward to that. Stafford's kind of a long trip for us, but we're hoping to get some good matches in there, and I heard that Stafford's got some good numbers also, so hopefully we'll match up and get our kids some matches before this final semester break and Christmas break comes up, and we certainly look forward to that. Our kids have been going hard for a month now, and we look forward to a little break and then come back and really hit it hard after in that second semester.
Andy Nemchek, head coach of the Beloit Trojan wrestling team on the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks for the time, and good luck as you finish out here this week with your matches.
All right, thank you, Dusty.
Our Beloit Wrestling Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Crop Production Services in Beloit.
It's the start to a new chapter in farming. Higher yields and increased returns with great Loveland products. Your area Crop Production Services location offers a full range of innovative, top-quality Loveland products for crop protection, plant nutrition, seed treatments, and much more, including the industry-leading adjuvants that Loveland is known for. See the ag professionals at Crop Production Services with locations in Beloit, Hunter, and Smith Center, and get growing.
It's time now for an update on Osborne Bulldog Wrestling with Sports Director Dusty Dinas.
Welcome back to the Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94 with Nate Brown, the head coach of the Osborne wrestling team. Coach, had some success over the weekend. If you didn't have as many as you might have wanted there, but still got a first-place championship finish for Roxton Brown at 182, and Spencer Heights finished third at 138. Lance Hall was fourth at 132, and you had Byron Roney and Jared Levan wrestling as well. Just overall, as you look at it, clearly with the lower numbers, you're not able to come away with any team standings as far as where you wanted to be. Again, there at Minneapolis at the Jeff Giles Invitational, but overall, nice day for you.
Yeah, it went well. Like I say, we were shorthanded, had a funeral going on, some sickness going on last week. We seemed like we were short in the room all week as well, so kind of battling colds and different things. So, the ones that took did really well. I was happy. Just going down through the list, Lance Hall, I'd say, gets fourth place. He did lose to a kid that we beat the week before, and that's something we try to prevent from happening. But I guess last week, like I say, it's a good kid from Minneapolis, and this time we lost. So I think we'll see him again, a few more times as we go through the season. But hopefully we can even that one back out again. But overall, Lance wrestled well. Like I say, we got to see some fresh faces with Chapman. Was a new team for him to see, so that was good. And Ellsworth, which we'll see that kid again. Beat the Chapman kid, we lost the Ellsworth kid, and we'll see both of those here in the next few weeks. And so we'll see if we can see where we go with the Lance there. Spencer did really well as far as what he did. He ran into Ricky Hockett again from TMP. Ricky's a tough wrestler, so Spencer did well, lost 3-1, but still it's a loss, so. But anyway, won the rest of them, ended up third place, so can't complain too much. That was Ricky's kind of one where we got to work on a kid that we got to beat, and he's a quality kid. So Byron wrestled the kid and beat a kid that placed, beat him on the front side, but that kid comes up and then kind of as it comes back to the back side, that kid makes it into the third and fourth, and Byron didn't. But Byron, again, wrestled tough. 70's a tough weight class, so he's holding his own. He just got a little short. And as you mentioned, Roxton had a six-man bracket, so that helped, as far as competition, wouldn't likely like to see. But we did wrestle the Lowry kid from Trigo, good kid that we've met a couple times in the past, and we split with him last year, and we're ahead this year. So we'll hopefully stay ahead of him. But, yeah, it was good for Roxton to get a first place. It's been a while since he's done that. I was the first one that was high school career, so hopefully that's something to continue. And then Jared Levan, Jared does the best he can, came up short this week and went 0-2, so that rounds out everybody on that tournament. It did really well. Overall, I was really pleased.
And we're talking with Nate Brown, the head coach of the Osborne Bulldogs here in the Locker Room Chats. We'll take a time out. When we come back, we'll talk about what's coming up this weekend
for Osborne. Final contest of the first semester. So after the break on Katie Kenter 94.
NCKSSports.com is your home on the web for high school sports involving the North Central Activity Association, Northern Plains League, and other area teams in the Mid-Continent League and NCKL. Visit NCKSSports.com. This unique website is made possible by these fine sponsors: Cunningham Telephone and Cable, Catlin's Friendly Apple Market, Betker Supply, Brush Art Corporation, S&S Drug and Home Health, the Guaranty State Bank and Trust Company, Mankato Professional Pharmacy, and by Landmark Implement. Go online now and check out NCKSSports.com today.
Welcome back in our locker room chats on Katie Kenter 94. Again with Nate Brown, head coach of the Osborne Bulldogs. Coach, you'll finish out the first semester portion of your schedule coming up on Friday. You have the Lincoln Round Robin there. Should be able to get some matches in here coming up this Friday for your squad as you go down to Lincoln to finish it out.
Yeah, it's a nice little tournament to finish up before break. And Lincoln will be a new school we haven't seen yet. And Ellsworth again, like I said, we got to see him last week. We'll see him again in Chapman. We'll see them again. Hopefully, redeem ourselves on a couple of those kids. And it's a nice little tournament. Wichita Independent is supposed to be there last year for some reason. They didn't show up, but hopefully they're there this year. And then Hayes brings their kids over. Hayes High, so we'll get to see some of those. And so, it's a nice tournament, and it'll be a nice way to go into break with hopefully a few matches under our belt and see what we need to work on over the break.
It's Nate Brown, the head coach of the Osborne Bulldogs, here in the locker room chat. Coach, we thank you for your time again this week, and best of luck at Lincoln on Friday.
Thank you, Dusty.
Don't forget to nominate your favorite player for the Athlete of the Week, sponsored by Cunningham Telephone and Cable and NCKSSports.com. To learn how you can nominate your favorite athlete for our Athlete of the Week award, go to www.nckssports.com. You can nominate an athlete from any high school sport. We continue with our wrestling locker room chats with Smith Center Redmond head coach Brock Hutchison. The Smith Center Redmond wrestling locker room chats are brought to you by Landmark Implement and Smith Center.
Welcome back on the locker room chats on Katie Kenter 94. We're joined now by Brock Hutchison, head coach of the Smith Center wrestling team. Brock, your team going out to the Manhattan Duel Tournament this weekend. I know it's always a tough tournament. It's always a tournament that you like going to, though, to see where your team stands here early this season. A 2-3 finish in those duels. You went over to the Manhattan B team and Paola, and then you had losses to Manhattan, Shawnee Heights, and just an outstanding Goddard team that's always good there in the upper class ranks in Kansas. What were your thoughts of the way the kids competed in those matches against some higher class teams?
Well, I thought we wrestled this year a little bit better than we did last year, of course. I told our kids that I don't expect just extravagant, outlandish things here. When you wrestle in Goddard, who has 10 ranked wrestlers, and I think 9 of them are ranked all class, those guys are really good, and Manhattan's tough, and we go down there just to check things out and just to see maybe even take our upper echelon wrestlers and knock them down just a little bit, and we go from there. But Goddard's might be the best team right now that I've seen since I've been doing this. Mm-hmm. They're just unbelievable. But we competed with them. We got at the end of the day, we got the score was pretty bad, but we did compete with them for as long as we possibly could, and we actually won a few matches. So it was nice to see that this year.
Talking with Brock Hutchison, the head coach of the Smith Center Redmond. And we'll take a time out here in our locker room chats, and when we come back, we'll go over what's coming up this week for Smith Center. Just one more event before we hit the break here and in the first semester. Talk about that after the timeout here on Katie Kenter 94.
Higher standards don't need to carry a higher price. That's the philosophy behind Landmark Implement used tractor sales. You'll find a wide selection of brands and models within our used tractor inventory. We'll work with you to find the right equipment for your needs at a price that's right for you, all backed by Landmark's extensive parts and service network. Right now, on all used tractors, take advantage of special financing only offered for a limited time. Visit LandmarkTractors.com to see our complete inventory, or visit your local Landmark location today and experience the Landmark difference.
And welcome back in our locker room chats on Katie Kenter 94. We're with Brock Hutchinson still, the head coach of the Smith Center wrestling team. Coach, you move on with one more event before you hit the break here. The Mid-Continent League round robin at Ellis. Have eliminated some of the duels, and you do this round robin thing with the Mid-Continent League. Now, when you look at this coming up this weekend, what do you expect to see from the teams in the league and your team stacking up against them?
Well, you know, everybody in the league, I'm sure, all the coaches would probably agree that we've got a long ways to go. These matches may or may not matter come regional time. You don't know. I do know that the regionals this year are a little bit more split up than they have been in the past. So this might be mean a little bit more as far as placing and you know, getting your team to get into the top two or top three, that might mean more to a coach now than it did where, you know, where all these guys pretty much were all in the same regional anyway, but now they have split that up just a little bit better this year. But it's probably because of Boyd putting in for the regional tournament. But I don't know, Dusty. It's a tough question. I am proud to be in the MCL. I don't like this tournament. I'll be right honest with you. I think we see our league schools enough throughout the year, and to add this, you know, I'd rather be up in Grand Island going Friday and Saturday, but it is what it is, and that's where we're at.
When you look at the league this year, do you know who's maybe at the top? Norton, it looks like they had a good weekend at Clay Center. I mean, as far as that's concerned, what are the teams looking like this year?
Well, Norton's always going to be at the top. You know, Coach Johnson does a great job with Norton, and they get kids out, and they're not just kids either. They're tough kids, so they're always going to be up there as long as Coach Johnson's there at the realm of things. And then, you know, all the other schools we're just kind of hit and miss. You know, Peaburg's usually up in there. I know they're down in numbers a little bit this year, but they've got some tough kids that they're going to put on the mat. You know, they're coming off the state football championships. It's always hard to get kids in shape and get them down to the weight that they need to be at and whatnot. But, you know, Ellis has got a few kids. TMP's got a few kids. Smith Center, we got a few kids. And you just go on down the line, and they've always got a few kids. You know, even Osborne, you know, Coach Brown has turned the corner a little bit there and has started to do a great job with Osborne again. So, you know, everybody's got kids.
We're talking with Brock Hutchinson, head coach of the Smith Center Redmond. Coach, thanks for the time this week and best of luck at Ellis there on Friday.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Our Smith Center Wrestling Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Landmark Implement.
After another long season, your hardworking John Deere equipment like yourself deserves a little TLC. That's why Landmark Implement's service department is offering our winter service program. Landmark's winter service inspections help keep you in the field when you need to be there, avoiding costly downtime. Winter also is a great time to perform software updates for your ag management solutions, keeping your John Deere equipment running in optimal condition. These inspections are for other colors of equipment as well. Please talk to your Landmark service manager for details.
We wrap up our weekly wrestling locker room chats with Lincoln Leopard wrestling head coach John Gardner. The Leopard Wrestling Locker Room Chat is sponsored by S&S Auto Body in Lincoln, Biggie Biggs Pizza and Pub in Lincoln, and by the Bank of Tescott.
Welcome back into Locker Room Chats on Katie Kenter 94. We're now with John Gardner, head coach of the Lincoln wrestling team. Coach, you went out to Onega this weekend and had just five wrestlers there, so as far as team standings, you're probably not where you wanted to be there, but that'll be the case when you have lower numbers at a tournament like that. But just overall, what are your thoughts? A third-place finish for Sam at 106 pounds, Sam Hill, and then all four of your other guys finished in the top five, six, and seven there in their respective weight classes. What were your thoughts of the kids' effort this weekend out at Onega?
Their effort was really good. There's some fundamental things we're going to go over this tonight and tomorrow, you know, just kind of catch back up. We reviewed some films, going to review some films. Silver Lake looked really good. They were pretty much unstoppable. There were some really good quality wrestlers there, and you know, hats off to them. It showed our boys and girls where they need to work and where we can do some improvements. We had some really good stuff. We are a young team. Mm-hmm. Our lone senior didn't even wrestle, so you know we had mostly freshman and sophomore against some quality people. But by and large, you know, they conducted themselves well, wrestled hard, just got out wrestled by some better competition on Saturday, and we'll try to amend that and catch up with them and go from there.
We're talking with John Gardner, the head coach of the Lincoln and Leopard wrestling team. We'll take a time out here in the locker room chats. When we come back, we'll go over what's coming up this week for Lincoln as we finish out the first semester for Lincoln Leopard wrestling on Katy Country 94.
Check out these great businesses in Lincoln, Kansas today.
S&S Auto Body, offering excellent collision repair and emergency towing service when your vehicle inconveniences you the most.
Biggie Biggs Pizza and Pub, open Thursday through Saturday nights. Biggie Biggs is the place to go for delicious stone-baked pizza, Justin's famous cheese sticks, and ice-cold beer on tap.
Post Rock Motel, under new ownership. Stay the night at Post Rock Motel when you're making your way across the state on Highway 18 or cruising down Highway 14.
These great businesses and more, all in Lincoln.
At the Bank of Prescott, our hearts are not the only thing planted in agriculture, so are our roots. I'm Kathy Schwartbaker, loan officer and vice president at the Bank of Prescott in Lincoln. Growing up in agriculture taught me the value of hard work, keeping your word as promised, and doing a job well done. Whether you are looking to expand your operation or want to work with a bank that makes lending decisions locally, I invite you to stop in and visit me at the Lincoln branch of the Bank of Prescott. Generations of confidence, relationships for life. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
And back in the locker room chats on Katy Country 94, still with John Gardner, head coach of the Lincoln Leopards. Coach, getting set for some more activity here before you hit the semester break. Thursday, you'll go to the Stafford double duel with Russell and Beloit there as well, and then the home round robin coming up on Friday to finish out the first semester. Let's take a look at that Stafford double duel. What do you expect to see there with Beloit and Russell and the teams that you're going to see at the duel?
Well, as always, Beloit is a tough team. They're very well coached, as well as Russell. Stafford is very well coached. There'll be some good stiff competition there. There isn't any gimmies on any of those three teams. I really enjoy coaching against all three of them. Their coaching staff is really good. The kids are good, well-mannered young men and women, and the double duel, the round robin on Friday, we'll have Chapman, which is a full squad. I think we have four or five teams coming, and it should be a really good competition at that one as well. Then give the kids a break, let them rest up and heal, and try to get the. This is just our preseason, so we'll start off the first part of January down in Ellsworth, which is always a tough little tournament. Horsington will be there, you know, ranked third in the state, I believe, last I looked, and they're, of course, very tough, too. So it'll just get harder and harder, but the kids are working hard for us, you know, taking their lumps. You know, they're paying their dues right now, and that's and being respectful at the same time, and that's what we're looking for. So we're happy with them.
John Gardner, the head coach of the Lincoln Leopards here in the locker room chats. Coach, again, thanks for the time, and good luck as you finish out this first semester coming up this weekend.
Thank you very much. Appreciate your call.
Our Lincoln Locker Room Chats are brought to you by S&S Auto Body and Biggie Biggs Pizza and Pub in Lincoln and the Bank of Prescott.
At the Bank of Prescott, our hearts are not the only thing planted in agriculture, so are our roots. I'm Kathy Schwartbaker, loan officer and vice president at the Bank of Prescott in Lincoln. Growing up in agriculture taught me the value of hard work, keeping your word as promised, and doing a job well done. Whether you are looking to expand your operation or want to work with a bank that makes lending decisions locally, I invite you to stop in and visit me at the Lincoln branch of the Bank of Prescott. Generations of confidence, relationships for life. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
When an accident happens and you need a lift, don't waste time on who to call.
call us at S&S Auto Body in Lincoln, your local tow and recovery specialist.
S&S offers excellent collision repair and emergency towing service when your vehicle inconveniences you the most.
Don't waste time. If you need help and it's vehicle related, give us a call.
That's S&S Auto Body in Lincoln, 524-4641 or 658-5371 for 24-hour service.
Thanks for tuning in to the Tuesday Wrestling Locker Room Chats right here on KD Country 94. Tune in again next Tuesday evening at 5:10 to hear more from the wrestling coaches of Beloit, Osborne, Smith Center, and Lincoln.